The mission statement of Habitat for Humanity is simple and straightforward: a world where everyone has a decent place to live. And now, thanks to a special partnership between Habitat for Humanity of Oakland County and Lawrence Technological University in Southfield, graduate architecture students will be coming up with ways to make those houses really, truly fit the needs of the people who live in them. Here to explain is Tim Ruggles, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Oakland County. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Cynthia. Happy to be here.
Good to have you with us. And we're happy to say hello to Scott Schall of Lawrence Tech. Scott is chair of the Department of Architecture. He's an associate professor in the College of Architecture and Design and founding director of the International Design Clinic. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
Tim, can you describe this collaboration between your group and these graduate architecture students?
Yeah, we had been in discussions with Lawrence Tech for some time, seeking ways that we could benefit through partnering with the vast resources that LTU has and the real-life, on-the-ground application of what Habitat does. Through various conversations, we came up with this idea of actually building Habitat into the curriculum at LTU in the Advanced Design Studio. And the purpose really is to do a deep dive into the impact that Habitat has, which empowers families to attain home ownership and better their lives, and really do a deep dive and take a look at how we can actually get better and be more relevant in the work we do in the community.
Scott Schall, I must imagine you love the chance to find a way to get your students out of that academic bubble and into the real world with real people and real needs.
And to be honest, it was one of the things that drew me to LTU, is the idea that students in their coursework and in their conversation in the professional work are quite embedded in the community. And so it was a natural fit when Tim came to LTU with this proposal. And it seemed a natural fit for our Advanced Design Studio, which focuses on using both pure and applied research techniques to challenge, I guess, the conventions of practice.
So what goal have you set for your students, Scott?
Based on the semester, and to be honest, we try not to preload too many expectations into each semester's work. We allow the students through their research to determine the specific path we assume. But I will say that now we're looking very carefully at prototyping, developing prototypes that would test new models of construction. Models of construction that take advantage of digital fabrication, that take advantage of parametric calculations to figure out more optimal way both constructing the home and in conceiving of the home as well, looking at ways to be more efficient with things like kitchens and bathrooms, and also looking very carefully at stud wall and how do you make smart studs.
And tell us what a smart stud is.
Well, a stud wall construction is based on, obviously, these parts that have been mass-produced, right? The 2x4s, 2x6s, et cetera. And because of digital fabrication, you can look more closely at the nature of those studs and begin to incorporate things like the wiring connections, the plumbing connections, and even begin to incorporate ways that the wall might attach, the outside edge of the wall might attach to the stud itself, so as to permit residents more flexibility. Not just in terms of finish, but also in terms of the placement of the wall. And then as per, you know, Habitat's great mission statement, which we support, it allows the building process to be more inclusive in that there's a greater likelihood for many people to be successful in constructing using our smarter stud construction.
So they talk to clients. They talk to the Habitat clients. And this is an interesting and disparate group, is it not, Tim?
It is. And one of the great things about this partnership is the students at LTU are looking at architecture from a real holistic perspective. It's not just about the house, because Habitat's not just about the house. It's an empowerment program. So they're actually looking at the impact that Habitat has on the community, the impact that the structure has on the families and the specific needs of families who would reside in the homes. But they're also very aware that the house is simply a tool that we use to empower families in low to mid-income brackets to better their lives. And so they're really not only taking a look at structure, but they're taking a look at the social environment. What does it mean when Habitat builds a house in a community? And what does it mean to the community as a whole? And how can we take a look at these different aspects and actually do better in the community as we help families?
Scott, what is it that you think your students are learning about new ways to serve the single mothers and the differently abled people and those families that Habitat serves?
I think they're learning the value of listening. They're also learning the value of talking to perhaps many more folk than architects are inclined to do it at an earlier stage of the design process, I should say. Students through the course of the study and their research, we've had appraisers and real estate agents in for review, contractors, construction folk. We've had our faculty obviously heavily involved in this. And so the conversation has been far-ranging, you know, moving from questions of the scale of the city and what does this mean to the region down to the scale of a doorknob. And then, of course, delving into, okay, how does one appraise a house of this nature? You know, how do we figure out an appropriate manner to react to that? And then also, what does it mean to the larger field of study, to architecture at large? So the conversation has been quite interesting, quite ranging, and I think that's been a challenge for the students at point in time, but at the end of the day, that challenge is what, I guess, is indicative of what they're learning.
It's going to make them good architects, but good designers. And Tim, I'm wondering, is the kind of design information that these students will be coming up with, will that be shared around the Habitat for Humanity chapters? Is that something you want to get disseminated?
Most definitely will. We've got a real sharing mentality in the Habitat world. We're really open to sharing any information we have. In fact, Habitat is right now one of the most advanced builders in the state through our construction techniques. And what's exciting about this is we hope LTU is going to be taking it to the next level. Right now, we build super energy efficient homes. In fact, some of our construction techniques now, we actually have to explain to the building officials what it is we're proposing because they haven't seen it before. And the whole purpose of that is so that the home is sustainable and affordable for the family when they have to consider electrical and gas bills and utility bills moving forward.
I got to think, you mentioned the word empowerment for the clients of Habitat for Humanity. In Scott Shalwin, I think that you've got your graduate students representing, Lawrence Technological University, your nonprofit, the International Design Clinic, all coming together to sit down and look people in the eye and say, what would work for you? That is probably a pretty new experience for a lot of these folks.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I think Tim might be able to respond to that more adequately than me, but I do know it is new for the students to be looking eye to eye with someone, and I think it brings a point to some of the conversations. Like, we'll do a deep dive in a certain data set, and it would indicate that this particular technique of building would allow us to shave, you know, X many dollars a square foot, which, of course, then brings the mortgage down, which means for that month or those months, the grocery bill, you know, could perhaps come in, you know, broccoli is on the table. So for the students to understand that what they're doing as architects has real and measurable impact, I think it's been both challenging and invigorating.
And then I will turn that to you then, Tim, for the clients to have these young architects saying, what can we do for you and what do you need must be a very empowering thing.
Well, you know, it's a very exciting process. We're actually going to be bringing one of our partner families in to review some of the work that the students have done thus far. And it's going to be real exciting to get that real-world feedback. This is a partner family who's already in a Habitat house and has gone through our process. And now to take a look at the work that the students are doing, some new ideas, infusing that family feedback into their design and research process, to me is a very exciting thing that will lead us to some future relevance that possibly wouldn't have happened if we hadn't gone through this process.
And ultimately, will someone's design be chosen or will it be a blend of designs and will a house actually be built that incorporates this?
One of our goals of this project is to actually build a structure when the process is complete based on a new design. It won't be a chosen design. It will be the outcome of the two-year process. And the exciting thing about that for the students is they actually get to have a house built for their portfolio. And the exciting thing for Habitat is we have a new design that increases our relevance moving forward.
Did you want to add something, Scott?
Well, yes, certainly. I think it's on us. We put a bit of a Darwinian process in play where we allowed many ideas to hit the wall throughout the beginning of this, and ideas found strategic partnerships and became stronger for it. And other ideas might be better suited for a different project. But for this project, it didn't match the needs of the project. It didn't match the resources in play, et cetera. And over time, our vision has crystallized around a few much more robust proposals, proposals that take into account the conditions that Habitat has brought to our attention. And we're excited to work with Tim and to produce a single work that comes from it. But I can't imagine that single work would be the vision of any single student. I think it's going to be a collected vision because that's really been the experience. It's been about bringing many wisdoms to the table, allowing them to overlap, and then from that, hopefully choosing something that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Scott Shaul is the chair of the Department of Architecture at Lawrence Technological University in Southfield, also the founding director of the International Design Clinic. And he was joined by Tim Ruggles, who's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Oakland County. Great project, and we want to thank you so much for joining us to talk about it.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.